Robbing the Nest. I had survived how many summers? 5, 6, till self-taught, I learned at last of terror that lurks in situations which those I trust, myself included, would swear offer only perfect safety. My ball rolled under my grandma's house, and I, well guarded, scuttled after to retrieve it, mindless of the tarry soil, fleeced with fluffy small red feathers, newly molted by matrons, hens that clucked contentment set upon their hidden egg droves. Spying their nest, I thought to rob them, and so earn a grandma's love for a city boy, unversed in country ways. Thinking, I acted, reaching for a nest unoccupied, half hid behind a house block. I closed my soft, expectant hand upon a wriggling creature coiled among the eggs, drew back like lightning to watch a brightly spotted snake slide off into the farther, deeper darkness amid a squall of squawks. Emerging empty-handed, terrified, it wasn't Grandma's love I earned that day. I have always since encountered similar brilliant-colored dangers, whenever I have thought to grab, for myself or others, unclaimed treasures in strange places, in warmer or in cooler weathers.